You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, a story came out today saying driver's glaucoma may boost accident risk. Now, I know some of you are like, well, duh, Dahlia, of course, something's wrong with the eyes. It could boost your accident risk. But a lot of you, you aren't getting checked for your glaucoma as often as you should. I have been telling you year after year, and we have been going around and around and around the eyeball, around and around and around. We're telling you guys to go and get your eyes checked. And you're not doing it. And what are one of the tests you guys get done when you go to the eye doctor? The glaucoma test. And what's one of the tests you all hate to do? Because they either touch the eye or they blow air into the eye. The glaucoma test. So you don't want to go and get that done. Well, you're going to get it done because I'm telling you to. Glaucoma is an age-related eye disease that can affect your peripheral vision. We need good peripheral vision because that's when cars come out from the side or kids run out, etc. A lot of times we don't stay in the correct lane. Maybe we don't see stoplights, etc. The findings in the study looked at 36 people with advanced glaucoma, 36 people with normal vision, suggest that people who want to obtain or renew a driving license should have to pass a visual field test to ensure they have adequate peripheral vision. The study was presented Sunday at the annual meeting of the American Academy of Ophthalmology in Chicago. They say to help ensure everyone's safety on the roadways, we would like to create mandatory vision testing guidelines for glaucoma patients. This is from Dr. Shiho Kunimatsu Sanuki of the Tohoku University Graduate School of Medicine in Sendai, Japan. The American Academy of Ophthalmology can have people of all countries go. A lot of people of various countries come to our meetings, and the food's good, too. Or I don't think they just come for the food. I think they come because, you know, they get to the States. I love going to medical meetings. You make a vacation out of it. You know, I went to Chicago for a meeting and it was, phenomenal because then I could, well, my husband had to go and then I got to go and see Chicago. So it's great. Of course. All right. I'm not saying that's the only reason why Dr. Shiho came, but still with proper care, they say many people with glaucoma can maintain a level of vision. You guys know what glaucoma is. It's like an increase in pressure in the eye. Now, the states vary on our visual field requirements. Apparently, 12 jurisdictions restrict licenses for people with visual impairments. Some states or territories require those drivers to install additional mirrors on their vehicles. Now, 40 or older is usually when we start to get screening a little bit more often. I've always been screened, even in my 20s, but 2.7 million Americans over the age of 40 actually have glaucoma. Now, this is the second leading cause of blindness worldwide. Macular degeneration is the first. Now, many of you are seniors, and you've been extremely frustrated on the new state requirements in your states on you being able to drive. You need two doctors signing off, some of you, to drive. You need your ophthalmologist, and you need your family doctor. And for those of you that don't have insurance or Medicare hasn't kicked in or you can't find a doctor that takes Medicare, it's pretty expensive and it's pretty difficult for you to do. I understand that. Again, these states have liability. And they want your doctor to sign. And I see it. They want my license number. They want my name. They want me to say that you have no medical conditions whatsoever that'll cause a car accident. I know. I get those forms. And if I think you're healthy and you're safe, absolutely. Now, there was one woman, she had a brain aneurysm. The brain aneurysm was taken care of very successfully, knock on wood, by her neurosurgeon. The brain aneurysm is gone. Neurologically, she's fine. She still wouldn't let her drive until a neurologist cleared her. This was ridiculous. And it was because I believe the neurosurgeon wouldn't say she's 100%. People don't want to sign it because of the liability. What do you do if your doctor won't sign a waiver allowing you to drive because of the liability? That's some scary stuff. I mean, you know, seniors, remember, we used to think people in their late 50s and 60s were seniors years ago. Then that changed to over 65. I can't tell you how many of my patients, 80, 90 years old, they're great. They're driving. They're doing well. They're managing themselves. Their spouse died. They live alone, but they're able to drive. They go and visit the grandkids. They go shopping, etc. Being restricted in driving, or your freedom to drive being taken away, could be extremely debilitating for many of you over 65. Now, granted, if you do have a seizure disorder, if you are going blind due to glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration, no, we can't have you out there on the street. But what about those of you that are actually doing very well? My recommendation is make sure you're going year after year to the eye doctor. If you don't yet need a DMV form completed yet, still get a note from your eye doctor. I know how difficult it is to call the doctor after the fact, 6 months later, saying, "Hi, I saw you 6 months ago last May. You looked at my eyes. Can you write me a waiver for driving?" I know how difficult that is. They may make you come back. Whenever you go see the eye doctor, get something in writing that you could drive. Do that, because you don't know when you're going to need it. Now, he may say this is only good for 6 months. He may say this is only good for a year. That's fine. Or she. That's fine. They're allowed to do that. Because, again, things could happen year after year. But it may not hurt to start getting your ducks in a row. The other thing any of you may need to do is, let's say you're 64. Okay, because again, I don't know each state's laws, and I urge you to contact the DMV. You could do it anonymously if you're afraid, you know, you're going to get red flagged, but anonymously find out what, and I'm sure it's on the DMV websites in most states, what is required of a 65 plus old driver. And if you notice that your doctor's going to have to sign away a waiver before you even get to that point, and let's say you have been diagnosed with high blood pressure, diabetes, etc., tell your doctor, "Look, educate me on what happens next year if I need to renew my driver's license. What do you need so you could sign the paperwork such that I could drive?" Okay? Get all your ducks in a row. But most importantly, don't walk around with glaucoma or cataracts or macular degeneration. Go to the eye doctor. Most insurance will cover it. Okay? You don't have to have optic coverage. If you have high blood pressure, age-related issues, they'll cover you. They should. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario Water Filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Don't forget, we are booking the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. It is going to be a phenomenal event. Please check it out. Go to my website at Dr. Dahlia. Y'all need a summer break. If you could take it with us, it should be great. Sad case. Did you guys hear about this? Where a man had been dying on his front porch. Postal worker thought the body was a leftover Halloween decoration. Didn't go over to it. Man ends up dying, and they think he was alive at the time that the mailman was there. Wow. Apparently, he is a transport worker in Denver, had just gotten off. Dale Porch had just gotten off. His name is Dale Porch, it looks like. Just gotten off his graveyard shift, was, I guess, dropped off, had gone upstairs and possibly collapsed onto his own porch. Apparently, the mail was delivered that morning. And when, I guess, the family came home, they saw the body there. It was still warm, but apparently he had already died, so they couldn't resuscitate him. But they saw that the mail was delivered. So if he had been dropped off from his graveyard shift, and then he had been there, and then the mail came, they're believing that he possibly could have been alive during the time the mailman came. when they interviewed the mailman said they thought it was a leftover Halloween decoration. He said he saw the man's body on the ground last Friday, believed it was a decoration left over from Halloween, went about his business. So the U.S. Postal spokesperson, Hetty Porch, said that the postal worker thought it was a mannequin. We know this carrier to be a conscientious and dedicated employee. He is someone who would not fail to help a customer if he knew they were in need. Our carriers have a long history of assisting customers and neighbors throughout the country. What an unfortunate situation. Now, this is probably one of our biggest fears, where something happens to us and no one's around to help, right? And he was probably either unconscious or he could have been dead. We don't know. You know, when the mailman walked by and put the mail in, I'm not exactly sure if the mailbox was right there or not, but obviously he saw a body. I don't know. I don't even know how we could even protect ourselves from something like this. I mean, obviously, try not to get the heart attack, try not to pass out to begin with. But, you know, this is something that I talk about. And I know some of you are like, I don't understand why Dr. Dahlia brings up the quiet aspect of dying. But the reason why I bring it up is I think we forget that when somebody is dying in front of us, or when somebody is drowning in front of us, it could be extremely quiet and not grab our attention. I know we watch movies and there's always music and sometimes there's dramatics. So we think if somebody is going to be dying in front of us or drowning in front of us, there's going to be a big, huge production. No. I was in Omaha and I think one of the Holiday Inns has an indoor pool. And I'm sitting there with my little nephews, and I'm sitting there, and I'm talking to one of the other kids going, wow, good swimming. Meanwhile, one of my other nephews, we're only in maybe 1 foot deep water. It was like a slope. He's sitting there splashing a little bit, okay? I thought he was just splashing around. He was hit. Most of his body was above water, but he couldn't turn, and his face, the mouth part was underwater. So I flipped him. He was fine. He was giggling. But that was not the scene of a drowning that I would have been attuned to. And I mean, mind you, I'm a doctor. I've done ER. I mean, I know what drowning victims look like. This is a little kid just kind of splashing around looking like he's swimming. Most of his body above the water, but he couldn't flip his body over when he was panicking and his mouth was in the water. Baby was fine. I pulled him up. I told mom. Mom's like, yeah, I saw it from where it happened. He didn't look like he was drowning to me, but thank God everything was good. Baby was fine. But you see, a child going underwater is a quiet child. You're not going to hear, Mom, I'm drowning. Dad, Grandpa, help me. You're not going to hear that. When they go underwater, they go underwater. When somebody passes out, they're quiet. They could look like they're asleep next to you in church. I always, when I go to services, I look around. And I look around to see if somebody looks a little hunched over or asleep. And I walk up to them. And sometimes obnoxiously, I'll kind of shake their shoulder a little bit. I've done this for years, you know, just to make sure they're alive. What? And I'm like, hey, if I can't fall asleep, you can't fall asleep. And they may get mad, but at least I know they're alive or conscious. Just remember that. I know this sounds like common sense, but you don't see a lot of dramatics. You may not see the person faint. They're going to look like they're next to you asleep. This is one thing we learned in medical school early on. A homeless person lying there, looking asleep or drunk, people walk by him all the time. We're taught not to go up to a stranger, not to touch a stranger, not to lean in. Right? We're taught that as people because it could be dangerous. It could be a dangerous person lying there acting like he's passed out. How many of those homeless people could have possibly had a seizure or be lying there dead? You know, and most of us go, oh, well, the police will find him 8 hours later. You know, it's scary stuff. There was a years ago, there was a case where somebody had been looked like they had been passed out in the street. So a person got out of the car, went to go help him. It was a fake. Person got up. Somebody ran out from the bushes, hit the guy over the head, stole the car, etc. So we're taught, because of this crap, these idiots in society, that fake being sick or passing out, we're taught don't go up to a lying person. Now, then call 911. Okay, if it's not safe for you to go up to a person who appears unconscious, don't. Just call 911 and say, we have an unconscious person lying here. I don't know if they're alive. I don't know if they're dead. I don't know if they're drunk. But God forbid this is somebody dying. I'm a little nervous about going up and check. This is for you guys. Me, I mean, I, you know, with my background, I feel very comfortable coming up to a conscious person. I, you know, will have, I could prepare myself. You know, like one thing you could do is when you go up to a conscious person, have your foot right in between their groin. And when you go and lean over to check their pulse, not that I want you to do this. I want you guys to call 911. Okay. If you guys are doctors, no sense you guys trying to resuscitate somebody. Call 911. But, I mean, even if you know CPR, if you don't think the situation is safe, don't become a victim yourself. Okay. If it is, like, you know, in the middle of a place where you saw the person fall and you feel safe and there's a lot of people around you, then fine. But if you're in a position where you don't think you're safe, no, call 911. Your safety has to come first, because you are no good to nobody being a victim yourself. But anyway, I personally would be leaning over the person, hopefully I'm wearing a good bra. I can't stand the way, you know, things change after breastfeeding, but I would probably have the foot right in between their groin. And then if anybody does try to grab me, I could at least do something at that point. Or I am ready to poke their eye or something like that while I'm just checking their pulse. I mean, there's ways to do it where you could protect yourself while you're evaluating, but I wouldn't, you know, make you go into that. Dr. Dahlia said she's going to hit somebody in the nuts when they're unconscious. No, I did not say that. I said if I had to evaluate a person off the street and I don't feel safe, I would be prepared in that way. Really, people, come on. Man. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were talking about protecting yourself. Apparently, people that can't find co-signers for a loan are advertising on Craigslist, asking and offering money to have you co-sign a loan for them that they don't have enough credit for. They're offering $500, $1,000, offering as collateral a car. Please be careful. While people are trying to jumpstart this economy and go out there and buy goods, they're being turned down because of their credit. They're going to be offering things to have you co-sign a loan. And we don't think that's safe. CNN Money reports to please avoid those at all costs. Apparently, there's a Montana woman promising $500 to a quote-unquote special person willing to co-sign a $2,500 loan so she could purchase a Harley-Davidson. Sounds like a nice one, a 1978 shovel head. Anyway, somebody is offering in Ohio a tractor and a car as collateral for anyone who co-signs a $5,000 personal loan. Please be careful. Don't be loaning money. All right. I understand the banks are being tight right now, but you can't again become a victim of identity theft or fraud. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner.
So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, City Council has voted 12-0 unanimously for Meatless Mondays in Los Angeles. Did you guys hear about that? For one day a week, the Los Angeles City Council wants residents to go vegetarian. Meatless Monday means residents make a personal pledge to ditch meat for one day a week. I know many of you thought this had to do with the porn condom law. No, Meatless Monday actually has to do with eating red meat, okay? Not the porn law. The resolution makes Los Angeles the largest city to go on International Meatless Monday campaign. Excuse me, which aims to reduce meat consumption for health and environmental reasons. We talked about this a couple years ago. They believe, many people believe, that our consumption of meat makes us fart more. And the methane and sulfur gases that get emitted is causing global warming. Now, I don't know about you all. I don't have a problem eating meat. I have a problem eating vegetables. And if you ask me about global warming, I would say the vegetarians do more of their share than the meat eaters. I apologize. Now, listen, I dig all you vegans and vegetarians. I think what you're doing is really cool. I also think it is extremely healthy. My patients who are vegan or those who are vegetarian, remember, vegan, they don't do with any, they won't do eggs, any meat products. Vegetarian, well, they just don't, you know, just do without meat. Some of my healthiest patients, honestly. Hands down. So I commend you for doing it. It's just I don't think you are innocently protecting the environment more than a meat eater. Let me just say that. Now, this also comes 2 years after L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, I guess. He had to cut meat from his Monday diet as part of his health regimen. According to the nonprofit campaign, which has started in 2003 in conjunction with John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, cutting red meat from your diet can reduce the risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. Again, do we need government involved? Okay, I'm a doctor. All right, mind you, being an MD, I am a huge fan of promoting good health and cutting back on your red meat. But if I ever criticize these moves, it's because as a conservative, I don't think the government should get involved. Are you kidding me? How socialized are we getting? The LA City Council 12-0 with this Meatless Mondays? Are there now going to be Occupy protesters in front of In-N-Out Burger? How is that helping a sinking economy and a state going into bankruptcy? The resolution was introduced by Councilwoman Jan Perry and Councilman Ed Reyes. Cite statistics showing health disparities facing Los Angeles residents, specifically those living in low-income areas with lack of access to health food. It also notes that according to the Department of Health Services, more than half of Los Angeles residents are overweight. This is from the LA Times. All right, guys. I mean, I am a huge fan of going vegan, not having meat with every single meal. I talk about that all the time. I think it's ridiculous. You guys have bacon or corned beef hash for breakfast. You have chicken or a hamburger for lunch. And then for dinner, you have meatloaf or steak. Too much meat, I agree. But government, but out. I just get the heebie-jeebies. Now, some of you are like, look, it's not against the law, Dahlia. It's only a recommendation. But 12-0 unanimously for a recommendation, they have the power to make these laws. And if they think they're being do-gooders and they're helping the world, they have all the incentive in the world to try to make laws such as this. I mean, look, what did Bloomberg did? He cut down sizes of sodas. I know some of you think it shouldn't be a big deal and the conservatives are making too much of nothing, but this is where it starts, people. When government decides to infringe on people's rights. I mean, what about the right to choose? I know many people that are conservative, you know, are for the right to choose for abortion. What about the right to choose what to put in your mouth to eat? I don't get that. All right. You know, I mean, if you're going to be pro-choice, be pro-choice for everything. I don't understand how it's so hypocritical. All right. You would think that you would not want government making decisions on what you put in your mouth. And Meatless Mondays mean no meat in your mouth. Stop the giggles, people. Come on. Really? You guys have dirty minds. Let's move on. I can't even get through one segment without you guys making dirty jokes. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. British Medical Journal slams Roche, I don't know how to pronounce the pharmaceutical company, but they make Tamiflu. Leading British Medical Journal is asking drug maker Roche to release all its data on Tamiflu, saying there's no evidence that the drug can actually stop the flu. Now, Tamiflu has been in the news many times and has been actually a huge maker of the antiviral that is being stockpiled by governments in case of a global flu outbreak. And this was used in 2009 for the swine flu pandemic. It got so bad that people were hoarding it. You couldn't find Tamiflu anywhere. So people that actually had the flu could not get Tamiflu. Now, they say one of the researchers linked to the British Medical Journal called for European governments to sue Roche. They say, I suggest we boycott Roche's products until they publish missing Tamiflu data. Last year, Tamiflu was included in a list of essential medicines by the World Health Organization, a list that often prompts governments or donor agencies to buy the drug. Tamiflu has been used to treat seasonal flu, bird flu, swine flu. According to my patients, it works. Placebo or not, their flu time, in terms of them being infected and being down for the count, shortens. Now, the problem with viruses is you could never say if the antiviral worked or not. For example, we use antivirals for shingles. We use antivirals for herpes all the time. The herpes will go away. The shingles will go away. But did the antiviral make it go away quicker? Did it lessen the severity of the disease? Most people that took it will say yes. When I prescribe Valtrex or acyclovir or Famvir, etc. for shingles, I notice that the shingles vesicles stop. I notice they dry up quicker. Now, luck of the draw, would they have stopped as it was? Without the medicine, we'll never know. Same thing with Tamiflu, except I'm very comfortable with my findings just in my clinical practice, seeing that Tamiflu cuts down on the flu. It does. When I give Tamiflu to people, they don't come back saying, I need an antibiotic. They say, fever went down, I got better, I feel great, thank you. So, you know, it is going to be interesting to see what evidence they have to come out with. In the U.S., CDC does recommend Tamiflu as one of two medications for the regular flu. The other is Relenza. CDC says antivirals can shorten the duration of symptoms and reduce the risk of complications and hospitalization. I have never had a patient hospitalized for the flu if they took Tamiflu. Now, again, I'm only one doctor with one practice. I'm only one woman. I'm only one radio host. But that's what I've seen. So back in 2009, BMJ wanted Roche to make all its Tamiflu data available, and I guess Roche said it has complied with all the legal requirements on publishing data and provided Gooch and his colleagues with 3,200 pages of information to answer their questions. Hope it's good enough. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, when you guys see the news on this regarding the Tamiflu, it has nothing to do with side effects. It has to do with, does it work or not? But I'd love to hear from you. Did any of you guys take Tamiflu and did it work? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away, we got more.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we were discussing earlier how Elmo Puppeteer, the puppeteer who has done Elmo ever since its launch years ago, has left Sesame Street over charges that he was in an underage relationship. Apparently, the alleged partner, who is now 23 years old, claims that Kevin Clash, puppeteer of Elmo on Sesame Street, had a relationship with him when he was a 16-year-old boy. Now, apparently, the organization of Sesame Workshop, who I guess owns Sesame Street, denies the allegation. Mr. Clash denies the allegation. However, they say that Clash exercised poor judgment and was disciplined for violating company policy regarding internet usage. It offered no details. Apparently, Clash told TMZ that he did have a relationship with the accuser, but it was between two consenting adults. So in order to protect his reputation, Clash has been granted a leave of absence. Somebody else, I believe there is an understudy, will take care of the voice of Elmo. I can't even do Elmo. Elmo, hi, I'm Elmo. I can't do the voice of Elmo. I always thought Elmo was absolutely annoying, if you ask me. And I thought Elmo, I didn't really like Elmo when my younger brothers were starting to watch that, because I thought it took away from the real good characters like Grover, Cookie Monster, Snuffleupagus. I had a huge issue with Elmo. So as far as I'm concerned, I you know, whether they find a replacement or not, I just don't care. I know a lot of kids are into the Tickle Me Elmo. That doesn't, I always thought that was kind of an odd sort of toy, but not sure who was the mastermind of that one. One thing we discussed in the previous hour is, you know, every now and then you'll hear of these cases where somebody is watching a kid show and porn will be spliced in. And, you know, parents, you just need to see and oversee what's going on. In news today, apparently they say children are at risk for being exposed to porn at their local Starbucks. Because of the free Wi-Fi, Starbucks is supposed to have some sort of a block. And unfortunately, youngsters are watching porn, seeing porn, by hooking up their tablets or their computers while they are at Starbucks. They say the coffee chain Starbucks was warned a year ago that youngsters could see the quote-unquote most obscene pornographic sites, according to Mail Online. But apparently, from what we understand, measures have not been taken. I guess the scandal was revealed last week after an emerge that the firm has paid no tax in the UK for 3 years. Baroness Massey, a chairman of the Family Planning Association, told the House of Lords she was boycotting Starbucks over its failure to set an example over access to web porn. See, this is what happens, people. Okay? Just like with Petraeus. Hey, it's not that somebody is going, well, maybe with Petraeus, the FBI might have been investigating him because of, maybe I should back that up. I don't really know what's going on with the whole Petraeus case. But it's very interesting when things get found while looking for something else, isn't it? All right, you know what, I'm going to move on from that because I'm still really confused about what's been going on with this whole Petraeus thing, right? Affair ended, and he still quits, right? And he doesn't have to testify? Or will Congress make him testify? Something's kooky with that. I'm just, whenever you scratch your head at something when it has to do with the government, there's something, something's rotten in the state of Denmark on that one. All right, anyway, so I guess the MiFi at these places should have certain blocks. And apparently, in this particular case, now this occurred in Great Britain. I don't know about America. Just make sure if your kids after school are going to these places, you think you could oversee what they're looking, what they're watching? Maybe not. All right, so just keep an eye on that. Now, of course, our kids are all into Facebook. Many of us are into Facebook. I think we Facebook too much, if you ask me. But they're saying the more of us, the more Facebook friends we have, we may have a bigger ego. And it may help us with our self-esteem, but it may make us fat. It may make us lazy, and they say too many Facebook friends may make us go broke. They say users relax their self-control, which makes them more prone to impulse purchases and overindulgence in junk food. You know, I notice a lot of people do not want to sit at a table and eat. They want to eat in front of the television. They want to eat in front of the computer. All right? Whatever happened to sitting there, eating your meal, and then going about your leisure activities? That is, I think, another root of obesity. This whole, do you live to eat or do you eat to live? You need to approach eating, people. And I know food tastes good, and I know many of us don't have a break in the day, so our lunch 5 minutes that we get, I probably average 2 minutes on the drive from the studio to the office, but which isn't healthy by any means. But I realize that lunchtime is a chance to relax and have fun. I realize, you know, at dinner that they're time to wind down. But I notice my kids doing that. My kids love it. Like, we were seeing The Men Who Built America, right? We were seeing kind of the last of the miniseries. And the kids wanted, you know, me to cook dinner. Oh, I did a horrible job. The chicken was so dry. I did a horrible job. I marinated one piece of chicken and wine for the adults. I seasoned 2 pieces of chicken with French onion dip. I was just trying it. And then one I threw barbecue sauce on. And for some reason, I just really messed up the chicken. It was a horrible dinner. But anyway, the kids, you know, we brought up the vegetables. We brought up the starch. We brought up everything. And they wanted to sit and watch TV while eating. A lot of us like that. The problem is you could be munching and munching. I mean, you have to have a finite amount on your plate. A big mistake I think a lot of us do is we do not look at eating as a part of the day to function. If you look at, you need to, you don't live to eat, but you eat to live, where you need to sit down at a specified time. You need to, like in the army, eat your square meal, eat your meal, and then walk away from the table and go about your business. That would probably do more for obesity than a lot of what we're doing already. And this idea of I'm going to kick back with my food and relax while Facebooking or while watching TV, if you aren't controlling the amount on your plate, okay, if you're not controlling that, you see, the other thing, too, is you're being very distracted by the television. Now, some people will say, well, that distraction's good, Dr. Dahlia, because then they aren't eating all at once. If they're nibbling, they're going to eat slower and get full. However, many of us nervous eat. Many of us, I won't even realize I ate until commercial, and I'm like, oh, you're kidding me. As opposed to if you sat down there, you looked at your plate, you munched your food, it would get pretty boring, wouldn't it? And then maybe you'd eat less. So it's an idea to actually sit down and eat. But anyway, I guess those of us with more Facebook buddies, we appear to be more, you know, prone to being obese and overly indulgent, I guess. All right. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget also to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Alaska Cruise. Now, new research says that arthritis pain can turn up in surprising places and can actually, quote-unquote, spread. That if arthritis involves one joint and left untreated, it could eventually take over the whole body. Now, we talk about osteoarthritis and compensation, where if you have a bad knee, you're going to eventually have a bad hip, or you could have bad feet that leads to bad knee, bad hip, bad back. So that's always made sense. But they're actually talking about more of a pain triggering mechanism that was released today at the American College of Rheumatology's annual meetings in Washington, D.C., where basically the pain starts to get triggered. So they're going to be looking more at pain control, which is why those anti-inflammatories have been so paramount. Now, we give you an anti-inflammatory you take orally so it hopefully prevents further inflammation in other areas. Interesting. We'll talk more about it in the next hour. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. visit ioncleanse.com. That's ioncleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com, one of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.